Brothers and sisters, the first reading is very interesting. People that are directed by God. Your ways are fair, O God. You, created all things, know all things. You made me. Your ways are not fair. The prophet said, oh, it's just my idea. What are your ways? Basically, the question you think is obvious, you think is man. Because let me tell you, God doesn't think the way that you think about things. You see, the mindset of the first reading is of a counting sheet, of a counting system. Then the objection might be accurate. It's not fair. What do you mean? Well, for 30 years, I worked every day for 30 years. And this last 2 years, kind of slacked off a little bit. But these people for 30 years, they were done, totally slacking off. And then the last 2 days, they turned. You accept that. It's not fair. It's an accounting statement for prayer. But our relationship with God is not an accounting statement. You understand that, brothers and sisters. Our relationship with God is not an accounting statement. It's not about what you've done in the past. It's about who you are in the present moment. Why the analogy of the vine and the branches makes so much sense. A branch that is a part of the vine for years and years and years, pruned, has produced fruit year after year and year. All of a sudden decides, I don't want to be connected to the vine. And it cuts itself off, lays it on the ground, and wonders why it dies. It cuts itself off from the source of life. It cut itself off from relationship with God, which was that which was pouring into the vine to create fruitfulness and life for the vine. Relationship with God is not a burden, my brothers and sisters. It is the source of our life. And thus, in the same way, God's mercy, His compassion, to see a vine, that branch is laying on the ground and says, I want you to have life, and through an act of mercy, regrasp it to yourself. And let His life flow through that branch, revive it and bring it to life again, and it will produce fruit. Praise the Lord! His mercy is everlasting, the psalm says. Is it under any wonder why the branch is not alive? It's because it's happening to the vine, because the life of God is not flowing in and through that branch. That is why it's alive. There's not a tally sheet of how much time you're laying on the ground. No. It's not a tally sheet. It's not about what we do, my brothers and sisters. It is about what God has done for us. When we start thinking about relationship with God as a tally sheet, as an accounting tablet, sitting in the face of God. Literally. You know why? Because the same to Jesus, everything that you did to redeem us doesn't matter. I could have done it myself, Jesus. I could have done these actions myself. I could have redeemed myself. Why did you do this? All these things. Right? It's my knowledge. You didn't need to become a God in the flesh. You didn't need to teach you what is right and wrong. You didn't need to become a God for me. You really want to say that to Jesus? We say that to Jesus when we believe that it's about us and our actions. It's never been that way. It's about God's life living through us, in us, being reconciled with Him. See, the situation in the gospel, we have Jesus, for the sake of reading, all that He did, the humbling of Himself, the incredible humbling of Himself, taking upon Himself our own humanity, not to grasp after, but to empty Himself and do all those things. We look at the gospel text. Jesus is not even talking about His image, He's talking about John the Baptist.
You know, of all the things that Jesus could have said,
there was a father who had two sons, you know, working at a factory, working at the clothing shop, working at the cannery. No, he said to David, what do you talk about?
Now, it is a cross-examination of the life of all the apostles.
That's what I want for you, my brothers and sisters. I want for everyone in our parish. Some past. This is Christ's moment. The invitation of grace is Christ's moment. Because the flip side of this, my brothers and sisters, this is God's mercy. It's you, everything you want for us. It is right here, right now.
Stop.